From the New York Post, harrowing video shows Syrian refugees stabbing kids in French playground, including tot in a stroller. Did any of them die? I'd say he's not very good at stabbing if none of them died. You stab a tot and they don't die. Either you got a very small fucking knife or you're not very good at stabbing, which I guess is a good thing in this case, because if he was good at it, he would have killed a whole bunch of people. I don't know if he did or didn't kill any. I haven't read the story, but let's get into it, shall we? The video will be in another story. This one doesn't have any video. I have another link that has the video. So, chilling video caught a Syrian refugee. It's not yet another good reason to exclude these people from Western countries. They love the stabby stab of non-Syrian peoples. Yeah. Although they don't seem to have a problem killing their own either. Case in point, the entire Middle East. But anyway, Syrian refugee repeatedly stabbing screaming adults and kids in a French playground. But I thought knives were illegal in France. You can't carry a knife, right? Is it illegal to carry a knife around? How'd this guy get a knife? It's illegal! How is it possible that a criminal could do something that's against the law? including at least one toddler in a stroller. Oh, well, I mean, you know, good Lord. That's perverse. Wow. Jesus Christ, not even little kids are off limits. So a 90-second clip shared online shows the man... By the way, who's shooting this? Who's filming this shit? Shouldn't be on the fucking phone with the cops? Wow. I'd love to talk to the person who shot this and ask them what the fuck was going through their mind. Was it a dude? And if it was a dude, why didn't he do anything? Why didn't the other dudes in the area do anything? And if it was a chick, why didn't you call the cops? So you're standing there, taking pictures, like a sicko voyeur, while this guy is killing kids. Oh, that's great. Lovely. The level of apathy is just shocking. Except I'm not shocked. Shared online shows me repeatedly running at people in the picturesque Alpine town of Annecy, injuring at least 6 people, including 4 kids under age 5. Who are left fighting for their lives. So they didn't die? Nobody's died yet? Maybe there's some updates. Maybe some people have died. Nobody's died. Wow, that's like a fucking miracle. I don't think his God, Allah, sanctioned these attacks. Because if he did, these people would have all died, probably. I mean, if Allah was guiding this guy's hands, as he clearly thought, they'd all be dead. So police later blamed a third... What do you mean, later blamed? A 31-year-old Syrian national. Yeah. Even though you've got video footage showing the actual person doing it, he's just being blamed. He's being blamed! He's a victim! Yeah. God forbid we hold one of these people accountable. I guarantee you, though, if this was a white dude, they wouldn't be saying, later blamed him! Yeah. National with legal refugee status in France. Lovely. Legal refugee status. Wonderful. Brilliant move there, France. For the attack that President Emmanuel Macron called an act of absolute cowardice. You gonna do anything to stop it? No. I love it. People use some guns to shoot some other people. Let's ban guns. Illegal aliens, legal aliens, whatever. Migrants, immigrants are running around. Killing a bunch of people, stabbing a bunch of people. Did we do anything to limit their numbers? Oh, no. We don't apply the same logic. Oh, Lord. Even though in this case, this is actually a big part of the problem. Meanwhile, guns are not the problem. Because guns don't kill people. People kill people. Anyway, the footage starts with the black-clad suspect rushing out of the play area of La Paquette. I can't pronounce that park. As heart-wrenching screams fill the air. What, wasn't anybody doing anything? Nobody did. Well, come on. Nobody's going to bum rush this fucking guy? You don't got 3 guys that are getting together and bum rushing him? Well, granted, I would admit that being afraid of getting stabbed is a good deterrent. It's a good reason to maybe not get involved, but I don't know. I mean, back when I was a kid, numerous, multiple men would have rushed in and tackled this fucking guy. He got a knife or not. He's going down in seconds. These days, all the men are standing around and not doing nothing. They're not protecting nothing. Well, who can blame them? They're not incentivized to do so. Men have been so soy-infused these days. They've been so emasculated. Their testosterone levels are now so low. They don't really feel much of an impetus to do anything in regards to defending their women, their country, or much of anything. Even themselves. Jesus Christ! The male voice yells. I think Jesus would have done something even. I don't think Jesus would have turned the other fucking cheek. But you? Big giant pussies. These guys are. They did nothing. As the beard, well, of course, as I have always said, people are creatures of incentive, and men are not incentivized to do much of anything these days. Why would they, right? As the bearded suspect in shorts and a blue headscarf seems to calmly play with a chain around his neck while brandishing his knife. Well, there he is. There's the super fabulous dude running around. That top is not black, by the way. That's like a deep, that's burgundy. Yeah, it's burgundy top and black shorts. Running around with a knife. Stabby stabbing kids. That's lovely. Great. Yeah. One woman tries to push two kids in a double stroller as the stabber runs in circles nearby. You mean the Muslim, Islamic, Syrian refugee? Leaping over a small wall and running straight at the screaming woman pushing the double stroller. So he was clearly targeting the kids. Yeah, he was clearly targeting the kids. Yeah. Then he attacks a nearby man who heroically tries to tackle him by swinging a bag. That's not tackling. Wait. That's. So somebody swung a bag. Were there books in this bag? Hardcover books? Like an Encyclopedia Britannica? Because if not, swinging a fucking backpack ain't gonna do very much. Oh, man, it's like swinging around a sock with a sock in it. Anybody ever do that? Like, by the way, have sock battles. You throw socks at people, or you ball up a sock and then put it in the end of a sock and you swing it around like a fucking flail and you whack at each other when you were a kid. That's about the effect you're going to have. I mean, is it heroic that some nearby man swung a bag as he leaned back in a frightened manner, swinging a backpack, trying to keep as much distance as possible, thinking that's going to stop a dude with a knife? This is a big guy, by the way. I don't know how heroic that was. I love how they're trying to carry water for the French man. Oh, lovely. That's a very rare thing, by the way. Usually they'd be jumping on any opportunity to degrade a man. But in this case, they're carrying water. Yeah. Yeah, somebody heroic. He heroically swung a bag. Swing and a miss. That's what we're branding as heroic now, huh? Yeah. I think our standards for heroism have dropped a lot. As that good Samaritan followed, yelling for the police. Yeah, because, you know, you can't defend yourself and others. You got to have a cop. Even though what one man can do, another can do. But apparently not. The attacker darts back into the play area, leaping over a small wall and running straight at a screaming woman pushing a double stroller. She also tries to tackle him, screaming, "Get away!" The other guy didn't try to tackle him. He tried to whack him with a fucking backpack, probably full of fucking dirty clothes from the gym. That's not trying to tackle somebody. I think this woman actually tried to tackle the dude, while the dude just swung a backpack in fear and stayed as far away as he possibly could. So the woman is more brave than the man. Well, she probably has more testosterone. That's not surprising these days. She's screaming, "Get away!" Yeah, because words are violence. So that's not stopping this guy. I find it interesting. The left always talking about words are violence. Well, why couldn't they stop this guy then with words? "Get away!" in English as she stands between him and the stroller. Yeah. So that's going to work. Yeah. Words are going to work. Some people running away. I think we might have an illustration of what the problem might be as we see what looks like. Is that a chick? It's a dude that looks like a chick, kind of. He's very feminine looking, too. The guy with the rifle kind of looks womanly as well. Are there any real French dudes left? What the hell's going on here? Are there any real dudes left in the West, period? There are. They apparently were nowhere near this park at the time of the attack. Yeah. as others tentatively try to intervene. Tentatively, yeah. Because you can tentatively stop a dude with a knife from stabbing kids who were totally completely defenseless, yeah. Tentative action will work against an armed attacker. No, it won't. The crazed attacker circles back around past the stroller at least two more times. Well, he's got his eyes fixated on that stroller, huh? Leaning over the stroller and stabbing downward repeatedly. I guess it's a good thing he didn't have very good aim. But at least one young child heard wailing in terror. Police! Police! Someone yells. Yay! Yeah. Because when you need a cop, they're about 20 minutes away. As the man with the bag continues trying to intervene. How? By swinging his backpack around? You can tell these are people who have never in their whole entire fucking life been in a fight, been in any kind of violent confrontation. I think that boxing training should be a prerequisite in school. I think the kids in school should have to have some kind of boxing, some kind of combat, some kind of fighting training at least 1 year of their schooling, probably in high school, right? It used to be the case. It used to be that when you went to school, there were boxing programs, that was part of either an elective or actually something you had to take. You go to gym class, you'd have boxing. Now, Rios Flores for boxing won't teach you how to deal with an armed attacker? I don't know. Good right hook could drop somebody real quick if they knew how to implement it, which, of course, you know, none of these men knew how. So the woman's got more body. Is this guy up here the one with the backpack? I don't see a backpack. Maybe he put it back on his back. But I don't see any straps here. Maybe they're just not visible. But, yeah. Wow, this big fat broad, I guess she's got some protection, all that lard. But the woman is the bravest one of the whole bunch. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? The bravest person here is a big fat woman. Ay, ay, ay. Other footage showed the man with the bag still chasing. I guess that's what you get with wanting equality, ladies. Other footage showed the man with the bag. Yeah. They're calling, swinging a bag, trying to tackle somebody. That's absurd. Still chasing after the suspect. Yeah, chasing and doing nothing. Nothing effective. Who was eventually overpowered and busted by cops. They had to wait for cops to show up. Because no regular citizen could dare take this guy down, would dare risk it. Yeah. Meanwhile, 30, 40 years ago, this guy would have been dead by the time the cops got there. Regular civilians would have fucking overpowered him and bum-rushed him and beat him to death. But now, no. Poor, pathetic, Syrian, Muslim refugee. We can't expect civilized behavior from these people. He came from parts unknown where Whitey has been oppressing him and bombing him. And so, you know, it's understandable that he wants to kill our kids. Why would you let him into the country in the first place then? Oh, well, you know, we feel bad because we killed his kids. Or... at least in theory, so we gotta help him by letting him get into a position where he can kill ours. That's brilliant, lefties! Brilliant! Lead prosecutor Bonet Mathis later said four children between 22 months, oh, Jesus, and 3 years suffered life-threatening wounds. Jeez. Two adults were also injured. I guess the fat woman was injured. Probably not too bad because, you know, she's got a natural layer of, you know, protection on her in the form of all that whale blubber. None of the victims were immediately identified, but at least two of the kids were tourists. Who the fuck is going to France at this point as a tourist? You don't have to be out of your fucking mind to go anywhere in France. I would tell French people to, in every possible situation, lock yourself in your house and throw away the fucking key. Get Uber Eats, get fucking... GoPuff. Do they have GoPuff in France? Some kind of fucking delivery service to bring you groceries to your house. Go out as little as humanly possible. Take vitamin D. Because you're not going to get enough sunlight. But the one thing you don't want to do is go out in France. Who the fuck is going there as a tourist at this point? Are you nuts? Clinton, a British national. Yeah, boy. Well, Britain's in pretty bad shape too, especially London. Wasn't that like the stabbing capital of Europe at one time? Beat out New York for murders? Even though they got no guns there. But they got access to a lot of knives, because it turns out a knife is pretty easy to make. Gun ain't too hard to make either, it seems. But anyway, witnesses also confirmed that at least one of these people stabbed had been in a stroller. So he jumped in the playground and started shouting and then went towards the strollers, reportedly hitting the little ones with a knife. What do you mean hitting? You mean stabbing? Jesus, it seems like this article is doing everything they can to try and minimize this guy's actions. You don't hit people with knives. I mean, I guess you could. You could use the butt, the pommel, but why would you do that? The whole point of the knife is to stab and cut. A witness who gave his name as Ferdinand told BFM TV. So he wanted to attack everyone. Former professional soccer player Anthony Litalek, who was running in the park, told Daphne Lieber. Well, you said he wanted to attack everyone. How would you know that unless you were a witness? Were you the dude holding the camera, filming the footage? And if you saw this attack, why didn't you do anything? You're a strong, fit dude. You're a former professional soccer player. You can outrun the guy. You're telling me you couldn't do a jump kick into this fucking guy's back and then get on your feet and run away from him? And get away from him? And then he would chase you and not the little kids? And he's not going to be able to catch you? You couldn't do anything? Of course not. I'm a man! What do you mean? You expect me to do something to defend children and women? Get the fuck out of here. They're equal to me, right? I can't be bothered. Yeah. Great. I moved away, and he lunged at an old man and on a woman and stabbed the old man. The old man probably tried to disarm him while your pussy ass, all fit and athletically capable of doing something about this, did nothing. So the old man had more balls than you. He probably had more testosterone, too. Another witness named Milo told BFM that the attacker had been shouting, but it wasn't really comprehensible. Well, it was if you speak Arabic or whatever he was speaking. An ice cream seller who works in the waterside park also said he'd seen the attacker there several days before. Yeah, he was scoping out the joint. So this was premeditated. So I don't know how he's going to be able to argue mental illness, but oh, lovely. Look at that knife. Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. Yeah, fine, upstanding citizen there. Bonet Mathis, the prosecutor, said the motive remains unknown. Really? He attacked all white people and white babies and white women. I think if this was a white dude, I think you would have no problem saying that this was racially motivated. But for some reason, you're totally, completely oblivious and clueless when it comes to all of these Muslim refugees and why they do what they do. Mostly just to white people. Yeah, this is a mystery, all right. I'm going to need Sherlock Holmes to solve this one. Doesn't appear to be terrorism related. What the fuck are you talking about? This is clear cut by the book Terrorism. Isn't the purpose of attacks like this to inspire terror? That seemed to be his main goal. It's not terrorism unless Whitey does it. The attacker was only identified as a 31-year-old Syrian national. We gotta protect his identity. Was first granted refugee status in Sweden. Yeah, gotta love them Swedes. He entered France legally. Somebody needed to do something about these lax laws in France and was not known to security agencies, police said. Yeah, he wasn't known until he was known. Yeah, trying to let the local authorities off the hook as well. In Paris, lawmakers interrupted a debate to hold a moment of silence for the victims. Why aren't they having a debate about letting these kind of people into the country in the first place? The nation is in shock, said Macaroni Brain Macron. We're in shock! Who could possibly predict this? Who could possibly predict that people who are ideologically, religiously driven and who have been at war with Whitey for 1,000 years would want to kill Whitey? Yeah, it's a mystery! Yeah, okay. Anyhow, let's go look at the video. Okay, here we go. Oh, there's backpack, dude. I'm gonna take all my backpack and use it like a mace. Yeah. That worked real good. Look at this. Oh, he's a skinny looking soy boy, too. I'm gonna chase down this buff, burly looking 6'2", 200 plus pound Arabic man. my 130-pound, soaking wet frame, and I'm going to try to use my backpack as a weapon! While I and my solid self, that could actually be a weapon, stand as far away as possible. Let's see if this has anything in it. I got the cops coming in actually doing something. Where's the footage of the dude? Where's the footage? They're trying to hide it. Now, here we go. Here's a couple pictures. Yeah, there's the dude with the backpack. Look at how skinny he is. You think those arms are even 12 inches around? He's just this pathetic, emaciated, wasted away, vegan-looking motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to take this guy down with my soft backpack. Yeah, that's going to work. Brilliant. Where's the video, though? Okay, what's this? Oh, aftermath. Where's the video? Show us the video. We can't. He's a Muslim. I guarantee you, if this had been a white dude, they'd be showing the video. Oh, but now they're trying to claim, oh, that would be perverse. We can't show you that video. Well, I'm going to find it. Fuck you. I'm going to find that video. If it's not here, okay, the video ain't going to be here. Let's go find it somewhere else. We don't want to show the video. If we show the video, people might be afraid of these people. Yeah, maybe you should be. Maybe you should be afraid of these people. A hell of a lot of them seem to hate Whitey. Okay, maybe I found some footage of the attack here, the actual attack on Twitter.
Harrowing cell phone footage shows the alleged attacker roaming around the children's playground, knife in hand.
What? That's the guy that they're trying to say is heroic? The knife-wielding attacker came after him because he was close by, that's all. And you see how pathetically he swung that backpack? Limp-wristed dilettante that he is. Yeah, what a pathetic! That's how you defend yourself? I would have kicked the guy in the fucking head! That's pathetic! You French pussy! You frog fuck you!
What happens next is too distressing to show. Witnesses...
Oh, come on! It's too distressing to show. That's the problem with the world today. Everybody is distressed. Can't show anything. Gotta fucking shield people from the harsh realities of life. Oh, it's too distressing! I guarantee you, if it had been a whitey, they would have shown it. Whitey? Stabbing kids? Front page? Not too disturbing to show, but... it's a Syrian refugee. Well, we can't show that. Okay, I gotta be able to find some footage of this. Distressing. Fuck off with your distressing. Oh, it's too distressing. It's distressing because you want to carry water for these people and protect them. That's why it's distressing. CNN. You know, they're not gonna show it. Come on. There's gotta be some... This is crazy. I know I wouldn't be able to find it on YouTube. Just no way. Maybe I should be looking on BitChute. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting annoyed. Now I'm going to find this video footage if it takes me all fucking day. Is this it? Is there something here? Is this the footage that's too disturbing? I bet not. It's probably not. Yeah, bait and switch. Another bait and switch. They show a picture of the dude holding the knife, but they don't show the actual video of him attacking anybody. Free Press Journal. Will they have footage? No. The video's been deleted! Oh, of course! The fuck? No. I'm gonna find it, man. Come on, there's gotta be somewhere. Syrian migrant stat. Shocking video! Are they gonna show the video? No. Remix News. Let's see if they have it. You mentioned a shocking video and then not showing the video. I don't get it. Can't you show... Jesus Christ. What am I, 5? I can't watch video? Screaming, so maybe this is it. Okay. It's on Rumble! Ah, jeez, I should have went to Rumble and looked. Yeah, Rumble would have it, yeah. Can I full screen this? Yeah, okay. Okay, we might have found the video. Had to go to Rumble to do it. Look at him. He's yelling in the name of Jesus Christ? Ah, come on. I think he's just mocking them. This guy is no Christian. No Christian. How is this guy just... He's just casually strolling around. I don't see anybody going after this fucking guy. I would have went after this guy. Okay? I'm sorry. I would have taken this guy the fuck down. Fat woman. There's the fat woman. She's the bravest person there. There's the guy that they said tried to tackle him. No, he's just trying to defend himself in the most pathetic... Look at that arm. Most pathetic weak way possible. Is that about a 10-inch arm? My forearms are 12 inches around. My forearms are larger than his fucking biceps. That was pathetic! What was that? That was him trying to tackle the guy? Well, we're carrying water for that pathetic loser man because we're pretty sure he's a lefty and a vegan. And a commie. Gotta reward that man for being a pathetic, simp loser who cut his own balls off. Look at him trying to chase the guy. Yeah. Notice he's keeping... Oh, my God. Wow. You know, he's not chasing him. He's like 50 feet away, following behind. Try and make it look like he's brave to any passerby and trying to convince himself that he's like some kind of a hero by, I chased the guy. Really? He's standing still. You couldn't catch him? I'm running as slow as humanly possible so that I don't catch up to him, but I can have plausible deniability later on and say, hey, I chased him. Well, she's not running away, and she's not following behind 50 feet, and she's defending her kids. Who's this guy up here? He's doing nothing. Wow. This fat woman was the bravest one. Okay, he's trying to stab the kid. Wow. Or he just stabbed the kid. There's more men. They're doing nothing. Running away. They're running away. We have been conditioned to fear Middle Eastern people. To the maximum! Yeah, go after the kid! Yeah, you're so brave! Wow. I don't get it. This guy's only attacking kids? So he's a pussy. He's a coward. Why don't you go after him? How hard is it to take down somebody who's targeting kids only? Come on! He's a weakling! I don't care how big he looks. Look at this. Why aren't these men doing nothing? I mean, they all do look pretty pathetic. I'm looking at these guys. They look like the women. Well, the women are big fat slobs. These guys are just skinny, spindly looking weaklings. Where'd the real men go in the West? Good question. Of course, there's no incentive to be a real man. They're called toxic if they try to be one. So, yeah, of course, they don't try to be. There's the guy with the bag! He hasn't caught him yet! Where's the tackling that I heard about in the story? Go ahead, try to swing your bag at him again, quite uselessly. It's just a gesture, just trying to convince yourself you're brave so later on you can tell your non-existent girlfriend how brave you are! You gotta tell your mommy whose basement you live in. I'm so brave, I swung a backpack at him! And I didn't catch him, even though he was, jogging at about 5 miles an hour. And he's stopping, he was just walking! Boy, what is this? Is he running by listening to a fucking, walk, not a Walkman, I'm old, I'm making reference to Walkman. Jesus. I'm surprised he's just stopping at a water fountain to get a drink. What is that? I'm gonna chase you! But purposely not catch you! This is almost like a Keystone Cops movie, man. If it wasn't so tragic, it'd be hilarious. Look at this. By the way, who's shooting this? Why ain't they doing anything? Look at this. Wow. So that's it. That's it! Wow. So, passerby who numbered in the dozens apparently did nothing. One person who, pretty ineffectively chased the guy and quite purposely didn't catch him, and at one point just swung his bag like the limp-wristed pussy he was and didn't even connect, was called a hero. Gotta carry water for the useless people who can't defend themselves or others, because that's what we've been going for, us being the global elite who actually run the world and print all the money. They want you as weak and defenseless as possible. And when you are as weak and defenseless as humanly possible, they will do everything they can to carry water for you. Meanwhile, if there had been some dude here who had actually fucking bum rushed and tackled this fucking guy and beat the shit out of him and put him in the fucking hospital or killed him. Oh! Evil man! Evil white toxic man! Poor, pathetic, oppressed, loser, Syrian! There we go. There you go! That's great. There you go. So, yeah, we don't know his name because they're, you know, not going to tell you. His privacy is of utmost importance. All we know is he was a Syrian migrant, and the police, they don't have any idea why a Syrian refugee went on a stabbing spree of white only babies. Yeah. Sure, it wasn't racially motivated. So there you go. There you go. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Was this an actual act of terrorism? Yes. Was the main goal here to terrorize and get back at evil Whitey for being the infidel that he is? Sure. Was it racially motivated? Of course. Or was it just some random nut jobbo who just lost it, even though he was scoping out the location days in advance? Let me know what you think in the comments section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.